This is KCUR 89.3. Across Missouri, hundreds of people have applied to grow, manufacture, and sell medical marijuana. And there's been a lot of interest here in Kansas City. City officials are now setting the rules for where they can go. As KCUR's Lisa Rodriguez reports, that decision will impact who can get into the medical cannabis business and which parts of the city have the most access.
Cities can decide where people can grow, manufacture, or sell medical cannabis and how far those facilities can be from schools, daycares, and churches. That buffer zone can be no greater than 1,000 feet. Some Missouri cities, like Springfield, have enacted the maximum distance, while St. Louis will have no buffer zone for dispensaries. St. Louis City Alderman Jack Coder says any kind of buffer zone would force facilities out of the city and into the suburbs.
It was going to present challenges for folks looking to enter the marketplace and also for patients. It might limit their access in their particular neighborhood.
Kansas City proposed a buffer of 750 feet, but the city council wanted more discussion, so it was sent back to a committee, which is meeting about it today. Some Kansas City cannabis entrepreneurs, like Bianca Sullivan, worry the city will have overly restrictive rules. Speaking after a city council meeting last month, Sullivan said she went looking for places that complied with the maximum separation.
And so when you close down such a large part of the city with the distances, you have almost no landlords left to lease to you. And the ones that want to charge $30,000, $40,000 non-refundable deposit because of this.
Across the country, banks are hesitant to give business loans to cannabis entrepreneurs because marijuana is still federally illegal. Sullivan worries that will drive business away from economically distressed areas where residents may not have that kind of money lying around. Another concern is that many of the city's most densely populated neighborhoods tend to have a lot of churches and daycares. Julita Latimer told city council members that any buffer zone would force her out of the market for a dispensary.
I want to put it in my community, and my community is Troost. So what does that mean? Every other block is a storefront church or some kind of school or daycare. We can create a positive economic impact, but you got to let me in. I can't do it unless you let me in.
Walking five blocks of Troost, Latimer has a point. This stretch between 52nd Street and 57th has seen some development in the last few years, but there are still a lot of empty storefronts that could be prime locations for a dispensary. But nearly every block has a church, a daycare, or a school. Only at one point has there been a spot that was more than 500 feet from a church or daycare. Thing is, it's an empty field, so someone would actually have to build a structure. Latimer tells KCUR she's since dropped her application for a dispensary license. Potential business owners aren't the only ones concerned. Some patients are worried about not having access to medical cannabis in parts of the city. Monrovio Perez, who's visually impaired, told a city council committee a buffer zone for dispensaries would be a burden for patients who are not able-bodied.
The bus system is pretty much the only way I can get around. So the further and further we push things, people who actually need this as a medication have to get to be able to get to it.
Perez said he would be okay with a smaller 300-foot buffer zone. That's all the city requires for liquor stores. Third District Councilman and Mayor-elect Quinton Lucas said he understands people's concerns about public safety, but he pointed out that St. Joseph and the St. Louis suburb of Crèvecœur went with that number.
I think if Crèvecœur can handle it at 300 feet, if St. Joseph can, if our neighbors in North Kansas City can, then I don't know why Kansas City, Missouri needs a more restrictive requirement.
Sixth District Councilman Kevin McManus isn't opposed to a 300-foot buffer zone, but he said the city can always go back and loosen regulations.
Because I'm a little concerned that if we move too much too quickly, that there could be some blowback.
The city council will have to come to a consensus soon. Missouri will start reviewing applications for medical cannabis facilities next month. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Lisa Rodriguez.